AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Even Donald Trump couldn't believe it.
I cannot believe how civil it's been up here.
The Republican presidential candidates debate last night on CNN. Our Sandy Kozel reports Donald Trump defended his recent comments about Muslims.
Frontrunner Donald Trump refused to back away from his recent statement that Islam hates the West.
We have a serious, serious problem of hate. There is tremendous hate.
Marco Rubio said the only way to solve the problem of violent extremists is to work with people in the Muslim faith who are not radicals.
Presidents can't just say anything they want. It has consequences.
Trump's statement drew swift condemnation from the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which called on him to apologize. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A top security official in the United Arab Emirates is warning this morning of what he calls a clash of civilizations if Donald Trump becomes president. This morning, former rival Ben Carson will endorse Trump. The Wounded Warrior Project has fired two top officials. There have been reports that the charity spent as much as half of its money on overhead, including extravagant parties. Gone are CEO Steve Nardizzi and COO Al Giordano. The rain's been so heavy in northern Louisiana, they're worried some levees may overflow today. There have been lots of high water rescues of stranded families who are living in homes with water up to the rooftops. Nancy Reagan will be laid to rest today next to her beloved husband at the Reagan Library in California. Four of the five living first ladies will be there today. Police in Pennsylvania say they still don't have any suspects in custody after two men gunned down five people, including a pregnant woman, at a backyard cookout. The gunmen appear to have targeted one or two of the victims before the ambush. This is AP Radio News. Bulletproof police cars? Well, the doors on some police cars may soon be able to stop bullets. Here's our Ross Simpson with this story.
Ford will soon offer the doors on its police interceptor sedans and SUVs. The doors are designed to stop bullets fired from high-powered rifles like an AK-47. That's what it sounds like when bullets hit the outside door panels. Here's what it sounds like inside the vehicle. Ford has offered factory-installed ballistic panels on its police car doors since 2008, but previous versions only protected against non-armor-piercing bullets. I'm Ross Simpson.
Now to Utah and the controversial death penalty issue. A push to abolish the death penalty in Utah ran out of steam overnight as the Republican lawmaker shepherding the measure said he didn't have enough votes to pass it before a midnight deadline. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.